Chapter 1. The ghost wailed, his hands buried in my neck. It was seriously beginning to creep me out. "Look, I'm sorry you're dead," I told the man. "If you want to know what happens next, you'll have to ask a necromancer. I'm not one." Thankfully, I was Ilsa Lynn, gatekeeper in training, and an unfortunate side effect of my new role was the ability to see and speak to the dead. Now the local ghosts had picked up on the fact that I could see and hear them, I couldn't go more than a minute without one of them tagging along after me. They complained, howled, refused to believe they were dead. And this guy was in desperate denial that I wasn't the one who'd shuffled off this mortal coil. "Can you stop doing that?" I didn't exactly feel pain when the ghost pawed at my insides, just an uncomfortable sort of cold, like stepping into the shower fully clothed. "Are you sure you're not dead?" said the ghost. "I can't be. I was alive." "That's usually the way," I responded. "Is there any particular reason you stuck around?" There didn't have to be a reason for a ghost to get trapped here after death. Since the fairies attacked the mortal realm, the lines between human and spirit realms had been screwed up too, and ghost appearances were more frequent than they used to be. Often, they didn't remember their own names, and they had the attention span of a hyped-up toddler, hand in hand with a desperate need for attention, which was kind of unfortunate, considering most people couldn't even see them. I was starting to think that maintaining a quiet existence in a city full of ghosts like Edinburgh was a futile prospect. "I need to find Becca and tell her I'm going to be home late tonight." "Pretty sure she already knows," I said. "You've been here a day." I'd seen the ghost floating around the same spot on the road several times over the last 24 hours, long since they'd removed his body after he'd been hit by a car. Ghosts usually haunted either the place where they died or somewhere important to them. "Oh," he said faintly, "I'm really dead, aren't I?" "Unfortunately, yes," I said.
"Then you don't look like a necromancer. Those clothes are wrong."
"That's because I'm not a necromancer." Why did everyone have an issue with my fashion sense? I wore ragged jeans and my favourite hoodie, aka my Leave Me Alone outfit. Most necromancers wore black cloaks, probably for the same reason, but I didn't need to take tips from the dead, thanks. Unlike my sister, I didn't pay particular attention to my appearance. But in fairness, I wasn't generally under scrutiny by the impossibly beautiful she. I had brown eyes, which hadn't turned green with the fairy magic of our family, and kept my curly dark hair loose to hide the invisible mark on my forehead, designating my status as gatekeeper. As I wore a witch charm 24/7, that was only visible within the spirit world, but I liked to keep my close brushes with death to a minimum. Being gatekeeper hadn't exactly been a smooth ride so far. Thanks to my distant aunt's quest to pursue immortality by screwing up the veil between life and death, I'd been claimed by a hereditary talisman, and now had a type of necromancy unlike any other. The ability to banish fairy ghosts and control the gates of death. But there was no point in using my ability on this spirit. As the truth dawned on him, he became more transparent and floated away, hopefully to pass beyond and stop drifting around being miserable. Not that I was one to talk. Since I'd moved back here, I didn't quite know what to do with myself. I'd left my old job a few weeks ago after a rogue poltergeist had stripped naked on the counter and knocked a bunch of beer glasses over. My boss hadn't appreciated my attempts to explain how I'd banished it using necromancy, so I'd resigned to keep my dignity intact. Since none of my other interviews had panned out, and I had yet to submit my PhD application, I'd taken to wandering around the streets, switching my spirit sight on and off to fine-tune my ability to distinguish dead people from living ones. Because that was a sane, normal thing to do. Maybe I shouldn't have come back. But after 5 years, Edinburgh felt more like home than the Lynn House did. Since I literally had a sign on my head telling all the dead to come and hound me, my best bet was likely to find a job running ghost chores. But the sort of monsters who came after me were probably too hardcore for most tourist crowds. A whisper of air stroked the back of my neck. "Not again,"